So Mark and I are about 200 metres, 300 metres into a 2 kilometre
hike
down the middle of the Valley of the Temples
yes.
in Agrigento, southern Sicily.
Yes.
Today we are the typical, well, we're not the typical mad dogs, but the typical Englishman.
Yes.
Because it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes.
And the sun is quite high in the sky.
Quite high, but it's lovely.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And when the breeze blows, it's even better.
And I mean, you know, I could do, it's like having a sauna without having a sauna. It's great.
It's true. It's very true. Yes. Yeah.
So these are headless statues coming up on our left. Presumably part of the kind of Christian necropolis. But
you bet we've gone over again.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically a milk toast.
Yeah. Well, right, we have an ancient bar and restaurant.
An ancient
bar and restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, I know this because it's called the Doric Bar, so it must be Doric in some kind.
Photograph of a statue.
So there's two of them. One's almost there ahead of you, and one's on the right.
Can't actually see what I'm taking a picture of, but sure. Hope that it's in the right direction. If these come out, it will be a miracle.
So these are actually earlier Roman statues.
Okay.
Which apparently have been like the ones found in Syracuse. So yes. Yes. That's pretty much it.
Thank you. That's you've corrected myself. You're perfect at giving the right amount of information. Oh, that light?
Yes. Don't worry, I keep that to you. You probably get the back in the place. It's fine, I don't need more than one of that.
So wish I brought some sunglasses with me. Why? Eyes already hurting.
Do you want mine?
No, because yours will be too dark. I need the ones that cut out the right bit.
Okay.
But leave me with some vision.
Yeah. Right, shall we move on?
Thank you, Dave.
No, it's fine. Shall we move on up?
Yep. Moving on. It's a cafe, you said?
Yeah.
Original, of course.
Of course, yes. I doubt we've unearthed the ancient Greeks having urns of whatever they drank.
Mead? I don't know. Some kind of wine.
I know they drank a lot.
Yeah. And presumably it would have been from whatever grew here at the time, so... What do you grow?
Well, wine was quite early on in Sicily, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe... I remember somebody telling me about Plato's Symposium, which is famous for Socrates and various other philosophers discussing. And they said, then they had Xenophon's Symposium. Xenophon's Symposium had tigers and dancing girls and people dancing girls on tigers. And basically everybody went off to screw each other. Now, which do you think was more likely to happen?
I think the dancing girls on tigers, that would have been good. Dancing girls in tigers.
You think it's a tiger and then it jumps up and starts doing the Beyonce on your ass. So we come to our next temple.
I was just going to say, I was just thinking to myself, you know, how the appropriateness or otherwise of sticking a cafe in a site like this. And then I was remembering... my mum reading this article that I mentioned to you from the Mail on somebody going to Taormina and Syracuse and saying how, you know, they have this amazing amphitheatre in Syracuse. Yeah. But as an example of how the Italians treat such sites, apparently they've drilled holes into all the rocks so they can put plastic seating in for concerts.
Well, there's a bit of me that says, why not?
I suppose, you can't... Otherwise it's going to be eroded by the wind and whatever and rain and anyway, so you might as well use it. Yeah, and I do get that.
And, you know,
and I'm definitely...
It's used as its original function.
Absolutely, and anyway. I'm very, very much for that. To a point. Sorry, you were about to tell me that we were coming up to something and I stopped you in your tracks.
We are eventually coming up to the next temple.
Right, okay.
Which might be the best preserved.
Okay.
Considering it's a lot better. Maybe the EU money, because they have a lot of EU money.
They have a lot of...
EU money.
Oh, right, okay.
So it might be preserved as in rebuilt. But who says?
Yes, the fiberglass columns are the giveaway.
You can look down on it. It's a metaphor for transparency.
Yeah. Your favourite building?
Yeah.
For the listeners at home, here is the mystery voice to tell you the answer to that. The Reichstag. The Reichstag. Sorry, so that was one confusing message added onto another confusing one. For those who don't do it,
that was
the mystery voice from I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue.
The original referring back to marks or my view of the German Reichstag, which I always thought was an exercise in blatant symbolism.
Nothing wrong in blatant symbolism, as long as it's also functional. And it was functional.
It looked a bit odd.
Apparently, you now have to book tickets 4 months in advance to get in there.
Well, there you go. How transparent is that?
Well, it's probably about as transparent as our parliament.
You don't have to book tickets 4 months in advance.
Yeah, it's true.
General, I mean...
You just have to go and sit behind the thickest bulletproof glass screen you... could imagine, and listen to proceedings on a loudspeaker.
Yeah.
So you might as well be at home watching it on TV.
Yeah, that's a shame. Was it, I can't remember Dennis Skinner who was saying we managed to get through the RA campaign without being a
Yeah. but somebody throwing a condom of flour, sort of.
Scaffolding,
is there?
Yeah.
Wow. Survived all those years without rotting.
To be fair, I will reiterate that any of these star attractions in the UK, so.
It's true, absolutely. We would have borrowed them and stuck them around a big room in the British Museum.
We pay for them.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that. Keeping them very safe.
Yeah.
Did we loan them to China at some point?
Did we?
I can't remember.
Like a
there they were, thinking that they were acquiring a quaint English pastime. Yeah, and they end up with a load of big rocks.
Yeah.
And then they went and lost them. Thankfully not.
Yeah, that would be good. Life imitating metaphors.
Yeah. Right, well, I think that's probably enough for that recording. We'll finish on a high note.
Good, yes.
We do get through some subjects.
We apologise to any
Greeks.
We
may have offended in the course of this. Yes. Italians for their fiberglass temples. Greeks for. For spuriously claiming that we've stolen some stones. Britain for suggesting that we did steal these stones. China for suggesting that they lost them.
Yes.
Anybody else?
No, I think we covered our bases.
Jolly good.
We love you all. Right. Okay.
Hang on a second, let me stop before you say what you really think. You know what he's like, listeners.